Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reefer smell on your boy?
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
Is it good stuff? Damn it.
No. Only the horrible stuff.
Not you?
Ollie bring out the shittiest weed for the weedsman.
He had to go down to 7 Mile for this one.
Tastes like shit.
Well, guess what? You might get a Destino.
I don't even know what that means, and I don't care.
You don't want to know.
You might get on a podcast.
If I...
You might be on a podcast. Oh, the podcast people were at... Podcast Detroit was at the Great Lakes Comic Con.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, they're doing a live podcast from the event. And I walked by and like they were like all squeezed in on like this little card table. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Were they just sitting around talking shit, or did they actually grab some guests at the
I don't know. I just walked by.
Yeah.
There was people watching, and I don't want to feel like one of those
Mikey,
people.
You have a question. You need some what? What? Somebody's in the well?
Timmy.
What, Lassie?
Thank you.
I haven't been to the comic book store in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I owed him a visit. And I had to get the Black Panther emblazoned short box.
I've seen that for sale at the Comic-Con today.
It was? How much were they asking for it?
$10.
I got mine for $8, and he probably discounted it for me, too.
Oh, nice. There are people buying them by the buttload.
Yeah, I had my stack ready to go, and he was ready to ring it up. And before I swiped my card, I looked up, and sitting right there on the counter is the Black Panther short box. I'm like, oh, you got to put this on there.
Yeah.
Now I got Black Panther, and I got X-Men.
Now, which?
That's
what place do you go to?
I go up to Comics Corner.
Nice.
That's who just called me to tell me that he found my copy of the Swamp Thing Winter Special.
Oh, your dealer?
My dealer,
yes. Making sure you don't scratch?
My dealer. You know, I've been really loyal to those guys, and I don't know what happened. I mean, mistakes happen. Shit happens. Every once in a while, a book goes by, and sometimes it's not their fault it's not their fault that I missed a book. Sometimes it gets delayed, or they didn't print enough of it, or what have you. And there's a lot of smaller stuff that I read that I'm the only one on. There's a handful of books that they get just for me.
Nice. Like those indie books, right?
Those are frequently missing, though, because they're not ordering big enough quantities of them. So if they have to short somebody, they short the guy ordering onesies of it. So if they run out of, like, Diamond Publishing runs out of Monstro Mechanico 4, then I don't get one.
That's no good.
We know about the relation.
Yeah, Mike's like, I know these relationships.
What do you mean no fucking signal?
What?
But what's in the box? What's in the box is about 3 weeks worth of comics. Actually, not quite. They got mixed up. They're not in order.
No.
Milk Wars. Part 2 of Milk Wars, there is somebody that looks like Batman, also kind of dressed like a priest, like a bat priest.
Mother Panic.
Yes, Mother Panic and Batman crossover in the Milk Wars Part 2. Part 1 so far was about some pocket universe that some villainous intent people were controlling, and they were keeping the populace docile by providing this utopia for them that was like this perfect little 50s Leave It to Beaver type of thing.
What's in the fucking box?
And somebody who looked like Superman would come by and deliver milk to them. The milk had like some drug in it that made them docile.
Damn.
Dark Knight tie-in, The Wild Hunt.
Thank you, sir.
I think there's only one issue left of the Metal series, and I still don't know what's going on.
Really?
But some of the stuff has been fun enough. This is co-written by Grant Morrison, who's done a lot of Batman stuff. He did a long run of Batman where Batman actually died and went crazy and got time displaced. And he also is the one who introduced Batman's son by Talia al Ghul, the Damian Wayne.
Damian.
Justice League, number 38, The People versus Justice League continues.
The People versus Justice League.
Batman, number 40. Boom, boom. I think we get to see, did Batman bang Wonder Woman?
Yes, hopefully. Put it in her.
And if so,
that
what
cover
is
pretty much insinuating it.
What is Catwoman going to think?
It's like shining right on it.
I think it's
her golden womb.
I have a feeling it's going to be more so about not if he actually did bang her, but
how,
is,
where, when.
No,
in the
no
butt.
Is Catwoman going to be able to accept that he spent in a time-displaced pocket universe the equivalent of like 5 years in this wasteland
did
with her?
Did he use the batarang while having sex?
And will she ever believe that even if he didn't bang her out, that he really didn't?
Hmm. He probably did. With a bat condom.
A condom?
Is bat cock.
Bat cock, go!
Wonder Woman's, she's been off in another universe making eyes at Conan. She's been getting around lately.
Conan the Barbarian.
That one. So, the very same.
I do have a question before you go.
Who, Marvel has rights back for him. Yes. No.
If you like, you said you didn't go back for 3 weeks. Do they save those for you?
100%.
And then when you show up, you just
I get it all at once.
Yeah,
usually. Yeah. As long as I show up once a month, they're cool.
Okay.
He didn't know that. Huh?
I try and get there every week.
Well, no, that question just jumped in my head, and I wanted to ask before I...
that whole this whole stack was there waiting for me. It's a poll list or a poll box or a poll.
At first, I thought you were going to say it's a Pollock.
A Pollock.
What?
Yeah, Black Bolt number 10. I think only two issues left of this story. This is back with Christian Ward, my favorite current artist working in comics.
Oh.
Exit stage left, Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss
a pimp? Issue one was all right.
Gay!
He's like a writer, I don't know. He's a writer, a playwright. I don't know what the story's about yet, but it seems like it's going to be very much... what's the word for it when they were looking for a communist in the entertainment industry and other places?
Red Scare?
Yeah. It's kind of
McCarthyism?
Like, yeah, it's kind of a McCarthyism type of story, although I think his sexuality is going to be called into question.
Ha! Gay!
Yeah.
Recording?
Yes, you are.
No.
Cool.
Yeah, what happened? Rogan Gambit, number two. Rogan Gambit go on a secret mission to some sort of couples retreat. Very, like, 90s romantic comedy style. Oh, Astonishing boy. X-Men, number 8. Charles Xavier is still back. Paper Girls, number 20. The last Image comic, and maybe the last monthly comic, that still sells for $2.99. Iron Fist, 77. I'm kind of getting bored of that. Mm. Maybe I should have dropped that one already. Shadow Batman. You know, I don't buy everything Batman.
I know. I'm like, you got a lot of Batman.
And I still end up with a lot of Batman.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me?
I don't even buy.
Hey, you guys like Batman?
I don't even buy half of the Batman comics that
is
are released
really
each
that
month
many
currently.
Batman comics?
Batman.
There's a lot of Batman.
Detective.
His Latin cousin, Batman.
I bet if you tried to account for time and all the stories that he's involved in, it would be physically impossible.
Is it?
There has to be more than one Batman. There's Batman.
So is there a license or something on the Batman character or?
Yeah, 100%. DC owns the rights to
Batman. So why is there so many fucking comics?
Because Batman sells better than anything else. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely. It is consistently a number one book, regardless whether it's the quality is up there or not. But lately it has been. That's been, you know, Batman for the longest time was the only DC that I was reading, but I was a consistent Batman reader. It was X-Men and a lot of Marvel-related stuff and Batman.
Well, personally, I know I'm in the minority, but Batman to me is just a man running around in a rubber suit.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
Like nothing super, and it's just kind of...
But isn't that's why his character has so much... Not just because he is this idyllic hero, but it's something that's accomplishable without having to have fantastic events of radioactivity or mutated genes or something.
Yeah, I just don't get the whole Batman thing. I might be the only person in the world.
It's also why why Marvel led their universe with Iron Man, even though he wasn't a super popular character, because he was just really smart, a really smart guy who was really good with technology.
He figured out how not to die.
Walking Dead number 176 with a picture of Michonne. Not a very nice picture. I'm not sure who the artist is. Maybe. I know Walking Dead's coming back this weekend, is it?
I don't believe so.
I don't even know if I'm
gonna, I haven't kept up. And
I don't know if I have time for that anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
Of course. I should have recognized it. This is Bill Sienkiewicz, one of my favorite artists. An artist that I was turned on to by early issues of the New Mutants. Deathstroke 28, Killer Be Killed. Another Captain America. Jenny Finn, Cable, Skyborn, Bloodshot. Marvel 2-in-1, number 3. Number 2? No, this is very odd. Like, there's a 3 on there, and then there's a 2, and the 2 is much bigger. It looks like the Fantastic Four are going to be coming back.
No!
Possibly. No, they're not going to make another movie, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I actually heard that
They're going to be coming back to the comics.
No.
I mean, eventually Marvel's going to make another. Once they have the rights to the Fantastic Four again, they're probably going to make a few new Fantastic Four movies.
I hope not.
Why? What do you got against the Fantastic Four?
Because it's bombed every time they've made a movie so far about it.
Yeah, but the concept is brilliant. Nobody's done it right. A lot of those.
Put Ryan Reynolds in it.
A lot of those Fantastic Four comics are.
Because that worked well with the Green Lantern.
Are classics.
That's where the joke was.
Yeah.
Because Fantastic Four is like. What was that old TV show where they came across Robbie the Robot and they had that old perv with the goatee that hung out with the family? They were in space and they were lost.
In space.
They were lost in space. What was the show called? It's like Lost in Space.
I know that joke.
It's about a family on the frontiers going on adventures together. Rumble, Robotech, Dark Crystal, Cold War. Oh, that's it. Rob, didn't you see some of these people in person?
I saw people dressed up as them.
You've met some of these superheroes.
I met people that were dressed as. I won't admit that they are the people, but.
How many Batman did you witness?
None.
Not one?
No. There was a Red Hood.
It's like a Bat Army.
I saw a shit ton of Harley Quinns.
Really?
In different forms. We had animated series, Suicide Squad, Margot Robbie.
Right.
We had the, typical Puddin'.
Was it animated the, bodysuit that's
with the
black and red with the mask?
Yeah, pointed mask with the, jester nice. Hat. And then, the comic book one I saw.
That's the original Harley, yeah. That's where that was her first costume, and that she originated from the animated show.
Yeah.
One of the few characters to cross over.
Yeah, she was one of the only main villains that was created for
created series. By Paul Dini, if I remember correctly.
Paul Dini. Hey, Paul Dini.
The great Paul Dini.
That's more like Jawa. Paul Dini. When they see a droid.
Yeah.
Or they see anything.
Paul Dini.
Or they have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's all they say.
Udini. Paul Dini.
So you go to the Comic-Con to spectate?
Yes, I'm a people watcher.
I look for deals.
Don't ask, you don't buy shit.
Oh, I do buy shit, yeah. I'm a comic book fan, but I'm not the person that gets dressed up. I don't go that far. I mean, yeah, maybe if I lost a little more weight. I probably would.
I thought you were smoking a cigarette. This is a joint.
No, that's just a... Who's in the bar? Oh, whoa, hey.
Hi.
We're restoring from when I
rebooted.
Music going?
Yeah, I could hear it.
No, that's just a Mikey B. finely roll joint.
Oh.
The fatly rolled joint. That's like the size of a Marlboro.
Yeah.
Possibly a Marlboro wide.
We might be going way back. That's how it gets down. That's how it should go down.
Yeah, this was...
This is what Chris inspires to roll.
Yeah, but he does not...
Mike uses a machine.
You're
getting a bespoke, handcrafted, artisanal joint with me.
I don't want it. I used all the Bud words for...
Handmade.
People are going to see a joint that I have, and they're going to know it's rolled.
Mikey B's Budweiser, all right? And I'm some guy in his garage. making beer because I like beer.
Mm. No, my hands just shake.
I'm just a dude disguised as a dude like playing another dude.
Like a Mickey's wide mouth. A Mikey B's wide mouth.
Mikey B is Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. All right. He's got the Clydesdales.
He's like Steel Reserve is what he's like.
You need to fuck off. That's not even nice. That's the case. You're Red Dog.
Red Dog.
Teenage boy lays an egg in front of baffled doctors.
This is fake news.
He does it in front of doctors.
Well, you're pretty classy.
You get Amstel Light.
Is this like a future David Blaine?
You are fake news.
He's, like, wait, he's Zima. What?
Not buying it.
He's like, Zima. Doctor, wait. I think I got something in my butt. Just like turn around for a second. Watch. Look what's happening. I'm going to lay an egg.
You're going to lay an egg? That'd be sweet.
Side note. Just because Facebook's reminding me. She'd be putting Catherine O'Hara on a stamp in Canada.
Who?
Catherine O'Hara. You know. Catherine O'Hara. Or, oh, wait. You can't
oh,
see
really?
This.
Oh, really? I can see it. Really? That's kind of cool.
They're putting it on a stamp. Who?
They posted.
Why Catherine are they putting O'Hara. It on a stamp?
She's Catherine O'Hara.
If she's Canadian, she's a Canadian celebrity.
You're a Canadian celebrity.
Oh, she's getting put on a Canadian stamp.
Yes. Oh, yes. Correct. Yeah. No, no. Think we give a fuck about the mom from Home Alone here?
No. I don't.
It's really,
also the mom from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, because that's really all she is to the United States, to people with shitty comedic palates.
Who else's mom did she play?
Yeah.
She played a lot of moms.
Yeah, various moms in their, you know, 90s. But she's from SCTV. She's in all the Christopher Guest projects.
That's true.
But anyway, so this liar says he laid an egg in front of a doctor.
He said he's laid 20 eggs.
Who?
A human being?
Akmal.
Akmal.
A boy, a 14-year-old boy. Let me start again.
Really? You've got to be yolking.
I've a 14-year-old boy.
It's from the Mirror. This is
that like the Mirror inquirer. refers to as teenager Akmal.
This might as well be the Inquirer. It's the Mirror.
You're the Mirror.
Doesn't make it any less entertaining. Medics have said that it's impossible for poultry eggs to develop inside of a human. Medics have. Is that just a word for like a medic? Is it like somebody who shows like an EMT, right? Somebody who shows up in an ambulance.
It's Inquirer will name a real doctor,
right?
He's probably had his license suspended, but at once upon a time was a real doctor.
Well, let's just say doctor. Let's say they mean doctor.
Yeah, air quotes, doctor. Right. You know, like doctors. Dr. Pepper.
No, I believe this. This is something a doctor would say if asked. That is impossible for poultry eggs to develop inside a human.
No shit. Right. I did not need to go to school for 10 years to make that statement.
We did not need to ask a doctor this either, right? Mm. We could have asked anyone.
This is true.
But, you know.
Tell me more.
Unsurprisingly, they suspect the eggs were put inside the youngster.
What?
Oh. So this just turned into Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
We're underage. Someone's inserting eggs.
His dad, Bruce Lee, told local media, in 2 years he laid 18 eggs and two today. So in total, there have been 20.
Someone's been shoving eggs in this guy. Someone shoved 2 dozen eggs in this kid's ass.
I cracked the first egg, and its content was all yellow, no white.
Gross.
Racist?
Gross. All yellow, no white.
It's pro-Asian. Yeah. Pro-Asian article. White genocide.
Remember, we were talking about this on Regimented the other day. They show, if you scroll down, there's some still images, and it's like, the one of them says, the boy appears to be in pain in the video footage. And above, it's just an image, right? And it says, image from weirdo channels / YouTube. Why didn't they link to the video?
Yeah.
Why would they just show a screen cap of it and go, here's a picture of him looking like he's going to lay an egg?
You are fake news.
Oh, there's an x-ray that the family provided that makes it look like he's got an egg in. It makes it look like he shoved an egg up his butt is what it looks like.
Boy's being sought. This boy is clearly a 2 egg shoved up his ass.
One hospital spokesman said, our suspicion is that the eggs were deliberately shoved into Akmal's rectum.
Someone's gotten away with shoving two. They probably came to. That's also the shitty part.
And Akmal's dad said, rectum? Those eggs damn near killed him. And it was all worth it for that.
Yeah. Wait, we have a recording of his dad.
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
Miss that guy.
That's actually the doctor telling the story afterwards about this guy that he met. I have no idea what's going on in this story.
What? He says more fake news. Up rocks. Some are already suspect.
Yep.
Because it's up rocks.
Deadspin or up rocks. BuzzFeed.
A Texas rapper was arrested for video footage of terroristic threats against Tekashi 6ix9ine. Like, do you really have to spell it?
Yes.
If you have the
Tekashi is in conflicts in airports at LAX and San Antonio.
So it's like an Asian guy with a grill and face tattoos.
He is a weird looking dude.
Multicolored hair. This is already going to be in gold. This is going to be a high class story.
I don't think, is that Tekashi?
Yeah.
Or is that the Texas rapper?
The 6ix9ine? Yeah, that's the 6ix9ine guy.
This is Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yes, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, you've heard of him?
Yes, he's a rapper.
And his face, good one. And his face is tattooed. He's got, is that a grill?
6ix9ine.
Is that not a good one?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
He's arrested for a terroristic threat for posting a threatening video saying that they were planning to fuck up Tekashi.
Tekashi got into the LAX flight after allegedly catcalling another woman.
Uh-oh.
For his part, Tekashi maintained after the flight that no one, quote, can touch him, which allows his previous pleas for people to, quote, test his gangsta.
I didn't know he was Asian.
The police were aware of the since-deleted video in which another individual said they planned to pop Tekashi right in his fucking face.
The father of one is yet to pass a GED test, which was a requirement for the 2015 plea bargain in his case. If he doesn't get his...
Dude!
If he doesn't pass his GED by April 10th, he's facing 3 years in prison.
All right. I mean, red flags all over, but if you have a plea bargain that involves you getting your GED... Might be gut check time. Might be gut check time.
I think it was before he got the first face tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what else matters after that?
Yeah, face tattoo number two, you should be gut check time.
Number two, you let somebody slide on one.
Everyone gets one face tattoo.
I don't know.
In my world, you get one.
Unless it's like a teardrop.
Hey, listen, all right, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson changed the game. All right.
I don't think he did.
Yeah,
I think he just clearly labeled himself as crazy. He didn't normalize it. He ostracized himself.
You tell someone they're going to eat their children.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much.
I will eat your children.
We are a fairly accepting culture.
Bite the ear off.
But face tattoos.
You're one face tattoo.
I'm saying you're more liberal than most.
Mike, you should get one.
Why?
A mustache.
Your mom would love it. No, face tattoo.
I have a mustache.
No, a face tattoo of a mustache.
Oh, no, I was going to say his name on his cheek.
No.
This is Mike E.B.
And it could be spelled in like this big swoopy letters that came down like a handlebar mustache.
Who's standing by with Jim Gray?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve. Mike, was that your shortest fight ever?
Well, I got a tattoo anywhere on my face or head, it would be the side of my head.
I dedicate this fight to my brother, neck. Darabon.
Who died?
So he starts with
my hair still grows.
He thanks God, which is Muhammad. Dedicates it to his children.
Neck, hands.
Does he have a face tattoo at this point?
Assalamu alaikum, Maida.
No, this is pre-face tattoo. This is pre-jail, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he's giving an interview in a boxing ring. Yeah.
Meaning found God before jail.
No, it's post. This is post-prison because he's talking about Lennox Lewis.
I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight. I had to bury my best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander.
What?
I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Mike, are you insane right now?
Children. Praise be to Allah.
Yes.
He just said, I will eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
I will eat his children?
Yes. He said, I will eat his children, praise be to Allah, and then turns around and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
No face tattoos. So see, in my world, you get one face tattoo.
Why not? Do it up.
That means you should get one.
Yeah, do it up.
No.
I have to give
my
it to
my job
Mike.
Says I have to have zero face tattoos at my job.
I thought he was off on his use really of impetuous, but it's actually quite apt.
I'm sure.
And closer to the original definition than is commonly used when referred to as stubborn children.
In his defense of impregnable.
Yes. Praise be to Allah.
His style was impetuous? Is that what he said? His style?
Yeah.
My style is impetuous.
Petuous.
I love it. Although I sound super gay when I say it.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.